Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
I recently found out that you can see a personal dietitian covered by insurance. There's this platform called Nourish that will match you with a dietitian based on whatever your concerns are, whether that's weight loss, eating disorders, autoimmune conditions, or something else. They're actually a network with major insurance providers, so most patients pay $0 out of pocket. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What's going on, everybody?
Good morning.
What up? What up?
Happy Friday. Yes. And Curtis, not to hold you responsible for the weather, but I will say at the start of the show, it is patently unfair that some who listen to this program have ice or have snow on their vehicle and on their driveway and their lawn this morning on the 11th of April. Yeah. Not right.
Nope.
Not right.
I will say, mission accomplished. It is no longer warming.
Am I hearing that there's one possible that by the end of tomorrow night, 1 to 3 inches north and west of the city will have fallen?
Wow. There could be some white stuff out there.
Mm-hmm. No, thank you. Mm-hmm. No.
There could be some what out there?
White stuff.
Well, there was a lot of that at Capitol Grill yesterday.
That was for you.
Okay, I think what you're trying to say is not how it's coming across either.
I'm trying to say exactly what I'm saying.
White stuff?
Yeah. He means white people stuff. There. He means WPS.
Yeah.
I mean,
you know what I'm saying?
No, first of all, I do not.
I mean, you ain't that not hip to the culture.
I don't understand. You weren't the only person who was at the Capitol Grill who, at the Masters party, who was not white.
Yeah, there was me and another brother.
Well, Sam Horn was there.
Yeah, the great.
The legendary Boston Red Sox player.
Yeah, Sam Horn. That's right, Sam Horn.
Did you not enjoy the Masters party?
It was a little different for me. Let's just say that. People are actually walking around with, like, caddy uniforms
on.
Full-on uniform.
Thank you. I saw Greg's story, and I said, this is what I mean. The guy, he looked very, very nice, but wearing a full caddy uniform and holding a golf ball at the Capitol Grill.
The guy is really into the Masters. I mean,
full-on.
What's wrong with that?
I'm glad he had fun. Well, but it's a hard-o move.
If you're going to dress up, don't you dress up as the golfer and not the caddy?
No, I don't think.
I mean, that's not how it
can't
works.
Really dress up as a golfer.
So they go with the caddy uniform. He had the little notebook and everything.
Yeah. Oh my God!
Yes, he did. That's a hard-o move.
A massive hard-o move.
If you have the distance book for Augusta and you bring that to a Masters party, you're right.
The only time you should be wearing that caddy uniform is
Halloween.
On Halloween.
Yes. Yep. He had the name on the back of it and everything.
His name?
I don't know whose name.
No,
it was.
I think it was the name of the Wetzel Group, which they were the host. They were the host of the event.
Okay, that's good ass kicking. I'll give them that.
Kissing.
That's what I said.
No, you said kicking. Ass, but
sorry.
I thought I said kissing. Wow, I'm really off.
Food's always top notch, though.
Any kind of weed seltzer yesterday?
I considered it. I really wanted something to wind down last night, and it was staring me in the face.
Speaking of last night, not now, but
good ass kicking. Wow, I did say it.
Sean is so quick.
I know he is. Only with Courtney.
Yeah. It's okay.
After the justified Anchorman shaming that you endured on this program yesterday, you watched the film last night.
Yeah, I heard you guys loud and clear.
So at some point, your Your review of it is interesting. I will. That's all I will say.
Yeah, people aren't going to be happy with me.
They aren't.
Okay, at some point we'll get that this morning. Jesus. But we got a lot to get to.
Yeah.
Red Sox win. They did not get swept, so they are off to Chicago. Trevor Story, the hero, Curtis, yesterday for the Boston Red Sox.
Well, yeah. I mean, you can't define a walk-off marathon Thursday without just the squib off the second baseman's glove for the win.
But bleeder.
That was a, I won't say must win, that's Wiggy's side of the street, but if you got swept in a four-game sweep at home against that team yesterday, that would have been awful.
That would not have been good.
And now you go, you got seven of the next 11 against the White Sox, who are probably the worst team in baseball. So you should sweep this weekend. You should win at least 9 of the next 11 games. Win 2 out of 3 against the Rays and then beat up on the White Sox. So that was good because now you're 500. I think they'll come back home with a much better record than they leave.
Good. I will say that perhaps Joe Mazzulla was listening to this radio show yesterday and caught Wiggy's lead because Jaylen Brown has been declared out for this evening, meaning that he will not hit the 65-game threshold.
Right.
He will not hit whatever the bonus was or wasn't, and he will not be eligible for all NBA and other things. So,
and is not selfish.
I don't know. I don't know where he stood on that decision. Are you suggesting that he's the one who made the decision?
Whether it was Mazzulla or Jaylen, I think that Jaylen agreed to it.
It sounds like the wise thing to do.
Yeah.
I would think.
I would told you I would shut him down for the first round of the playoffs. I mean, unless he's like, oh, I feel great. This rest has kind of helped me out. The playoffs start on, the 19th? So, what is that? He's got, 8 days. And if he says, I feel great, it's not bothering me one bit, go out there and play. But if he's like, oh, it's still bothering me a little bit. Or even saying, hey, why don't you sit out the first couple of games, see how it feels, because we should be able to beat whoever we're playing in the first round without you.
Yeah.
And that, to me, is the most important thing, is having him for the long run.
Yeah.
That's what I would say.
And I actually kind of agree with Courtney in that, like, we spent not as much as some shows on some stations, but we certainly discussed why would he be doing this, what's the upside. It is selfish to want to be on these lists or be potentially all-NBA third team and all that. And now that he's not, you will not hear a peep about it the rest of today, all over the airwaves of Boston. Whereas, if he was going to play, it's all they would talk about, which is the imbalance that I think bothers some fans of the Celtics and other teams in the
region. You're so right, Curtis.
Meaning you feel like Jaylen Brown takes an unfair a bit of abuse from time to time?
No, I mean, I think that, I guess in this case, yes, but more generally, you begin with the premise not yet found in evidence. And then when the evidence is shown and your premise is wrong, you just go on to the next topic, as opposed to saying, you know what, we just wasted an entire show ripping a guy's mindset of being selfish entering the playoffs.
Right, and it turns out he's not selfish.
Yeah. Right.
And I think that's his issue with Boston sometimes when it comes to Jaylen Brown. Like, he hears the negativity, but then when he does something positive, it's mute.
Yeah, well, why is he listening to this nonsense?
Well, I don't know if he's listening to this nonsense, but I'm sure it gets overwhelming at times.
Yeah, but don't you, as an athlete, don't you put yourself in that position, right? Like, so you played, and
if this was Jason we were talking about, you would have a different take. But
no, I'm just saying athletes in general, because the conversation. No, what every athlete,
we actually have a change.org petition,
because we talked about it with Patrice Bergeron, right? So as an athlete, if you're walking close to the line of the 65 game threshold of playing, and you play in a game that gets you 2 games closer to that, and you don't look right, what do you think people are going to say? People are going to say, oh, he's only playing to see about getting that minimum game so he can get all NBA. If he doesn't play in the Knicks game, I don't think people are having this conversation. But because you
Or if he played in the Knicks game and played well, then the conversation wouldn't have happened.
So you put yourself as an athlete in a like when we did about Patrice Bergeron. It's a meaningless game. Why are you playing? So, excuse me, the most important thing I think fans look at, are you putting yourself ahead of the team, or are you doing what's best for the team? Mm-hmm. And whether you, we're all going to jump to conclusion that maybe he's being selfish just because he's.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Putting himself in a situation that people are going to be like, well, wait a second. 1 + 1 = 2. Mm-hmm. You're playing because you're trying to get this, even though that might not be the case.
But, Wiggy, you make perfect sense, honestly. And I'm not saying we shouldn't have had the conversation. I'm saying, and I think Courtney is also saying, that we spend far more time speculating on one piece of evidence. And then when we find out that, in fact, he's not going to be pursuing the 65-game threshold, it'll be mentioned, and then they'll do 3 hours right. and 59 minutes on something else.
Because it's like a car crash, and you get up, or you're in there, traffic, and you get up, and then there's no car crash. You're like, oh, okay, whatever. You know, people love the drama.
Well, Jaylen Brown ruled out tonight against the Hornets, and you can talk about that, among other things, all day long today here on Boston Sports Original WEEI on a Friday. We will get to our leads to start the show coming up in about 15 minutes, and then they set it at 7:20, and that's a quick back and forth on everything that they said yesterday. We will discuss certainly what was said about the new potentially violent celly of Ja Morant. I think he went in the wrong direction. Like I feel like if you're being criticized and you take it to the next level as opposed to winding it down a little bit, then you're not. But that's just me. So.
I mean, I guess the celebration is just kind of evolved. It's not that
it's
bad.
Evolved.
He could say anything.
Okay, all right. Well, we'll get to that and the rest of what was said coming up at 7:20 on this morning's show. The news with Courtney at 7:45. And today's inductee into the Pervert Teacher Association is an assistant principal. And what she asked a student to do is probably inappropriate, I would say.
I would say, too.
We will get to that during the news. And then, of course, we will play your Hill Notes back at about 9:20 on this morning's show. So you can, if there is something on your mind, you want to comment on something that we have discussed this week or we are discussing this morning, you can always leave a Hill Note on the Odyssey app. And then you'll see the microphone in the upper right-hand corner and click on that and leave a voice note, and we'll play the best ones back at the end of today's show.
And Maddie coming in, Pudge's pal at 8:45.
Do we have a photo?
I do. I have to send it to Mitch.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
What kind
of
info on the breed it's set when it comes to Maddie?
Maddie is a 6-year-old brindle bully mix who weighs about 50 pounds. She's lived with a cat, so good with cats. She can be a bit bossy and sassy, a lady. So very excited to bring her in, plays fetch, loves doing that, cuddle her on the couch, all
of it. Okay. All right, awesome. So 8:45 on Pudge's Pal?
Yes.
Okay, awesome. Let's get started with Courtney and what is trending right now.
WEEI Afternoons with Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson. Weekdays 2 to 6. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Ortho Laser. The Red Sox avoid a sweep. Trevor Story with the walk-off in the 10th to make it a 4-3 win over Toronto. They now turn the page to the White Sox. 7:40 first pitch tonight with Sean Newcomb getting the start. You can listen to the game right here on EEI. Cooper Boardman joins Will Fleming on the Shaw's Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Did I say something weird?
Yeah, you did.
What?
You got your flow going. Yeah. Don't let us. What? What did she say?
Her time was a little bit different. 7:41.
I didn't hear that one.
Oh, that's what I heard. That's what you're talking about.
Courtney, it's a Friday.
Yeah, I know.
You may have used a word in the wrong, you used the wrong word in a phrase, but it's very common. It used to be the great Lyndon Byers used to do it all the time. So I don't. Do you want
to? Yeah, I would like to know.
Okay, Shine, go ahead.
Then when he does something positive, it's mute.
Oh, okay.
What is it supposed to be?
You could say moot. Like, moot.
Okay. Still spelt the same?
Mute is M-U-T-E. Oh. Moot is M-O-O-T.
Okay.
Oh, well done. I was going to sue if you didn't get the spelling correct,
right,
Shine.
Don't worry, I was on it.
You had not been pre-exposed to that word.
Nope, I hadn't, but, you know, I was prepared.
Moot.
Yeah.
Okay, my apologies.
Yeah.
Moot.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then he had I don't know what you were talking about, Wiggy. Cooper Boardman will join Will Fleming on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Happy for Cooper. This is a big one for him. Shaw's perfecting the art of fresh. You can kick things off with Christian Arcan at 6:40 for the MassMutual pregame show. The Bruins fell to Chicago 5-2. Morgan Geeky and Pasta had the goals in the loss. Frozen Four saw Western Michigan beat Denver 4-3 and BU beat Penn State at 3-1. The finals between Western Michigan and BU is tomorrow at 7:30. Because we are Boston sports, technically, do we have to root for BU?
Well, I would assume you would.
Yeah.
Let's go Terriers.
It's the local team.
I mean, come on.
Do we, Curtis?
No.
No? Okay. You don't?
I mean, it's all they have, so if they win, God love them. You know, if we only focused on hockey, we would never lose.
At least it's not Northeastern.
Right. Well, I mean, they'll never make it.
Yeah. Justin Rose leads the Masters after the first round at 7-under. Scottie Scheffler right behind him at 4-under. Some rain in Georgia overnight. Could be a wet morning there. The first group tees off at 7:40. The Celtics back in action tonight. They have the Hornets at home. Tip is at 7:30. Like Greg said, Jaylen Brown is out for this one. And the 2025 Patriots Hall of Fame class finalists are out. Julian Edelman, Logan Mankins, and Adam Vinatieri get the nod. Fans can now vote until April 30th.
Courtney, I'm sorry. Can we just put Vinatieri in? It is such an awful look.
Yeah.
He is not in the Hall of Fame. It's one thing that the idiots here booed him. A guy, it's up without Wiggy, Vinatieri and Brady, in that order, they don't win Super Bowls in New England.
I mean, the guy was money, Super Bowl after Super Bowl after Super Bowl. So,
yeah.
Is it a political thing, Curtis?
No, fans are just mad he went to the Colts.
Yeah, okay. Well, I mean
let's
get over it.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Now it's brought to you by Ortho Laser New England. If joint pain has you sidelined, do what Lou Merlone did. Get back in the game without surgery at Ortho Laser New England. Online at ortholaserne.com. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
Thank you, Courtney. It is 36 on April 11th.
Ugh.
And raining. God, it's so gross. Tomorrow it's going to be in the 40s, raining all day. Sunday, cloudy with showers, 46. Just stay inside. Watch the Masters. And on those photos, we have our Pudge's pal is the Bully Mix on the left, on the top, on the right, and the bottom of the photo that will be in studio coming up this morning. And hopefully we continue our stretch here of finding all of Pudge's pals a forever home.
Unbeaten streak, I believe, Curtis, right?
Yep. Longest streak, you in the morning, and then that.
Okay. So, all right. We will get to our leads coming up next.